From Topps comes the all-new digital card collecting app, free to download from iTunes or Google Play, Star Wars Card Trader.
For the first time ever, collect and trade everything from legendary 1977 Star Wars cards to new cards featuring exclusive content from Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
All from the comfort of your mobile devices, Star Wars Card Trader.
These are the cards you're looking for.
Listening to Coffee with Kenobi, you are, with Dan Z and Corey Club, the podcast you're looking for. This is. Yes.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible, on the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
We've been waiting for you.
The Force is strong here, even stronger than the coffee.
At last! Where have you been?
Welcome to Coffee with Kenobi. Here are your hosts, Dan Z and Corey Club.
Just like Black Friday, when the very first trailer for Star Wars The Force Awakens debuted, you and I get a chance to talk and share our experiences with our listeners and our CWK family, which is the reason why we do this, because we get to talk and have this amazing conversation. So, dude, we just saw it. What'd you think?
It was great. It's funny because you know it's coming. You know, it's everybody kind of told about it this weekend, and we knew the poster was going to debut, and then the trailer coming this evening during the football game. And I wasn't watching the game, but I was kind of just hanging out with the kids, and I saw a link pop up. It was 2 minutes ago from like StarWars.com, and I was like, "That's it. It's got to be the link." So I ran upstairs and pop open my iPad and gathered the kids around, turned the lights down. And they kind of all sat around me and like leaned on me. You know that feeling, that warm feeling you get. And we played it, and it was just like, it was surreal, man. It was my overall feeling is, it was just perfect. I think it was perfect the way it was put together, the way it told bits and pieces of each story. I don't feel like I know anything more or less than I kind of did, you know, yesterday. I mean, I guess I do. I guess it's true. I guess it's different now, but I mean, I have some more questions, and you know, it just raises so many, thoughts and I don't know. I'm getting all these characters pretty well so far. You know, just seeing them on images and stuff, and this, just seeing them on the screen like this in action, it's like, it's so refreshing.
It is. When I watched it, we watched it live on halftime. We had we had Monday Night Football, and we were flipping between that and the Royals Toronto Blue Jays game, and gotcha. You know, chasing kids around and doing things like that. And then I knew there was a minute left, and I ran upstairs and got my oldest, and we went and we all hung out in the family room, and we turned it on, and then Chris Berman starts talking, and they go to these commercials for Toyota or whatever they're doing. And I'm like, oh, come on, don't do this. Don't make me wait. But I didn't think they would, because they knew they're getting a lot of views for this. And so all five of us were sitting around. Actually, Mace was asleep. So we're all sitting around watching it, and it happened. And it just sort of started before I expected it to start, because I didn't expect to see that image of Rey right away.
Right.
And I was just struck. I was struck by the beauty of it, the power of it, and the restraint of the trailer, because it didn't blow you over the head as far as like a bunch of gee whiz wow,
right,
bravado and loudness. This wasn't a Michael Bay Transformers film. This was a Star Wars film that was mythological in scope and construct, but it emphasized three heroes. No, it's not true. I apologize. It emphasized three people, two heroes and one villain. You very much felt like this was Kylo Ren's story as much as Rey and Finn.
Right.
And it was stunning. It was stunning.
It was, I was going to say, like you put it right where it wasn't in your face. It wasn't trying to, you know, cram everything into, you know, 2 minutes of time. And it just unfolded so well. And I wanted, you know, say thank you to the Lucasfilm team, Disney theme, J.J. Abrams and all those folks that put together a nice trailer. It had good beats. I didn't feel like I was left, you know, knowing the whole plot, where some of these trailers you see nowadays are just like, you know, smack in the face with everything. Every joke is out there, and, you know, you see everything and all the action, you know, what's going on. And this was just, It was well done, and Harrison Ford was perfect. It was great to see some new images. Like you mentioned, you know, we got to hear Kylo Ren's voice was menacing. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Sure. His voice, the first time I heard it, I thought, okay, this is cool. This is exactly what I was hoping for. And then I heard it again, and it didn't seem as powerful as it did the first few times. And I think it's because he clearly is drawn to Vader and practically worships at the foot of the memory of Vader. But it's not going to be bombastic like James Earl Jones. It's still going to be menacing. It sounded very cold, very calculated. I think it's too easy to say that he's insane.
I don't know what he is.
Nobody knows what he is.
Right.
But I think you're right. I think we have more questions than we do answers. I want to hear what you think about the voice, but I also want to throw a couple of questions out for you that I have prepared.
Oh, cool. Yeah, the voice. I agree with you. It's not that growling tone that you kind of see, that it wasn't hyper generated into some, I don't recall some special effect, to make it even better. You know, it seemed like there was, an actor's voice talking, and it was, he was wearing a mask. It just seemed like, it was, you said it was cold and calculating. I agree with that. I also think it was, maybe a little amateur, in the sense of, he's learning the ways of who he is, what his path is. He's looking to emulate a figure, by just what we've seen so far. And, he's looking to, create an identity for himself.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So let's talk a little more closely about particular things and poignant moments that stood out for you. Give me, not necessarily in any order, but the top three things that you think about when you think about this trailer.
Well, the first thing that hit me, that gave me the chills, and it set it off for me. It was Han Solo's line was, it's true. It's all true, or something like that, to that effect. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's almost like, we've been watching his films all these years, and it is all true. This whole story is all true. And it just kind of clicked for me. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a great loop back to, all that has happened up until this point. That was really big for me. There's a shot of Daisy Ridley where she looks very, intense. She's shooting a blaster, further down towards the end of the trailer. And she looks like she is very much ingrained into what she looks like. I don't know. Like, she's very intense, and she's very into her character, looking to get somewhere. I feel like she's a wandering person looking to create an identity for herself and find herself, looking for her motives. And she looks like she's fighting for something in that scene. I really feel that was really powerful, and that close-up was really good. The third thing I would say would be Finn and his hopelessness. I felt for him. I felt bad for him. I felt like he needed a cause to fight for. It sounds like he's again another wandering soul, like the other three figures we've seen, looking to identify himself into where he fits in the universe and his place. He's very drawn to some mysterious ways. And I don't know how to say it, but I felt sorry for him. So it was kind of my emotions, how I kind of graded top three, I guess, there.
Isn't it interesting that two of your three are exactly the ones I was going to say?
Please, do tell.
Yeah, now, the first one that stood out to me was absolutely Han's dialogue when he says,
so good.
It's true, the Jedi. Does he say the Sith, too?
He said the dark side.
The dark side, the Sith. Yeah, it just makes it mythological. And how great that the most cynical guy in the original trilogy is like the voice of wisdom,
of reason,
the
wisdom,
the past,
yes.
The voice of reason,
yes.
About what's going on, and this isn't folklore; it's reality, and that's powerful. And he clearly is a focal character.
It brings me back to the line he says on New Hope, where it's don't need all the magic and wisdom; all you need is a good blaster by your side,
something
like that. So it's like he's done a 360.
Yeah.
Or 180, I guess. It's so cool. Like you said, he's that figurehead now. That's cool.
That's great. And this second one for me is the music.
Oh yeah,
it's the themes we know, but redone in a modern, crisp way. particularly the Han Leia theme from The Empire Strikes Back, which has never been revisited since the 1980 film. And I thought that was really, really beautiful, really striking. And then the third thing is Poe and seeing him in like real peril and Kylo Ren right in his face and doing something to him, most likely with the Force. Yeah. And I felt horrible for him. It was disturbing. It was alarming. I wasn't expecting that. I was like, every time I watched it since the first time I watched it, it makes me anxious.
Yeah. It draws questions to me. And like you said too, it's, you know, you think in your mind how these two meet, what's going on in this scene. At first I didn't know it was him. It took me maybe the second or third viewing to realize, oh, that's Poe Dameron. And, you know, he's looking he's right in Kylo Ren's face. I don't know what's going on there. And yeah, it looks like he's drawing something from the Force or I don't know, just intimidating him somehow. But, oh man, it's intense, really intense. The whole thing was intense.
It is. Well, so those are the ones that jump out at you. How many times have you seen it?
Probably around 8 or 9 times.
I'm at 3.
Okay. Yeah.
So one of the things you mentioned that I like that I completely agree with is that I feel like I still know pretty much nothing
right
about the story, and that makes me very happy. And I've texted you this, but I haven't said it on the air. But if there is another trailer or if there are commercial spots, I'm not watching them.
Yeah,
I'm done. Yeah. I'm not going to watch them until December 17th when we see it at 7:00 p.m. because we got our tickets today.
That's right. Yeah,
before the Great Fandango Crash in 2015.
That's right.
Thank goodness. So we are very. Corey and I are going to see it together, of course, with our families and our friends, and we are stoked. We're stoked. We're going to talk more about that and what we're going to do at the theater soon. But it was pretty great. What about you?
Yeah, you used to mention that you know, you don't want to see anything else until the trailer or the release, and I agree with that. I think this should be it. I think I'm really amped up. I'm ready to see it. I feel like my body is ready. You know, I just feel like it is like I could see it, you know, in a week and be okay. My next step I want to do is walk into the theater. That's the next step I want to take. I don't want to see any other teasers or promotional stuff. I'm ready to walk in a theater and see it. So it's, I don't know. And like you said, getting those tickets, it's surreal. I mean, I think the first point I was kind of like nervous about getting them, and then, you know, I didn't know what to think, and I'm getting the right tickets with the wrong tickets. It was the right time. You know, it's just like,
it's the first showing.
Well, that's the thing too. It's, you want to get in there and see it, and I don't want to wait any longer. You know,
I got a streak going, man. Back to 1983. I got to go the first time.
Can't break the streak, right?
That's right.
Very good.
Now, let's talk more specifically about Kylo Ren. You mentioned his voice. There are other things that are interesting to me about him. I'm the most excited in the interview that Abrams had in Entertainment Weekly and Empire Magazine alluded to this as well, that this is very much his story as much as it is the heroes. And, you know, I will continue what you started, looking at the Mask of Vader. And there's all kinds of speculation on if he can actually communicate with Vader. I mean, if canon has taught us anything thus far, it's that no, there are no Force ghosts from the Sith. But who knows? You know, this is new canon, new storytelling. So who knows what's going to happen? But I'm intrigued by him. How about that scene where he looks to be surrounded by people that look just like him? Those must be the Knights of Ren, huh?
Yeah, that was just coming, posting up out there about that rainy scene where they're all kind of huddled in a mass there. I did see that Star Wars in the Classroom mentioned that the King Arthur and Arthur Fellowship, Knights Round Table, was kind of a jump from that, or, you know, Arthurian legend, keeping in tune of...
Could be. Yep. Mordred is the son of Arthur, and he's not a nice man by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, he ends up causing the death of King Arthur. So that's, who knows if there are going to be some comparisons or parallels there too. And what about towards the end when he and Finn are about to throw down and it looks bad?
Finn looks a little scared, which, I'd be a little scared too. But I watched that scene kind of slowly to see his face. I couldn't see his face. And I slowed down a little bit, and as Kylo Ren ignites his own lightsaber, yes, Finn does look afraid, but that there's maybe a fraction of a second where his eyebrows go down, he looks determined.
Looks mad.
Yeah, he looks like he's like, okay, let's do it. You know, it's on. So it's I don't know, the whole thing.
Between those two.
It's like, I don't know. It's so crazy to think about that, you know, what is happening with these characters and they're meeting each other for the first time, or maybe, you know, a secondary time, or, you know, they met in the past somehow. And I don't know. It's crazy because I even think back to the very first scene where we see, these Ridley and her character ziplining into this wreckage of scavenger and doing things. And
must be a Star Destroyer, I guess.
Something. She looked up out of the sky and saw some ship coming down.
Yeah, what was that?
I couldn't tell if that was Finn's ship. I don't have no idea. It didn't look like a TIE fighter, but I could be wrong. But, you know, she's going to go check it out, maybe something like that. But she's very, very innocent. I felt very, very innocent in those scenes where she was, you know, I draw back just to Luke and his time in Tatooine. You know, it's just that innocence that we see in these films, and Anakin growing up too, his innocence. It's fascinating how these themes just repeat each other.
And there's that haunting voice at the beginning and the end that says the Force is basically calling to you.
Mm, yes.
You know, you had to accept it. That could be geared towards any of the heroes.
True.
You know, it seems like they all could be applicants for that. And I'm sure everybody has their own theories and speculation as to who that is and what that might entail. That must be the character that is Lupita Nyong'o, perhaps.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like Leia.
It's not a little female.
It was definitely female.
Yeah, so maybe her with an accent a little bit. Yeah, that's the other thing too. You know, I don't know if you've got your notes there, but there's a lot of things we don't see.
Yes.
You know, obviously Luke is not involved, and we see a figure in a cloak touching R2, which we've seen in previous trailers.
Right.
We assume that's Luke. We don't know.
It could be you.
It could be me. I could blow you guys out of the water and just say that was me all along. And
you kept that really well hidden from me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I've been really, going to the sets, really, instead of going to school. So,
good boy. That's really why Jeff's been here.
That's right.
In all honesty, the fact that he's not in the poster and he's not in the trailer, what does that make you think about Luke's presence in this movie?
You know, I thought about that. And just for my own, I hope he's in the film to some extent. I do hope he has a good appearance, and rightly so. And I hope he carries on through the entire trilogy of these films. But, you know, leaving him out of the poster, he's second billed in the lower poster we saw of the official poster, Mark Hamill is. I don't know. He's going to be a mystery. I don't know how to figure that out, because I want to see him. You know, I want to see him, you know, what he's been up to and what he's been doing, and, you know, we kind of see what, you know, his other characters are doing. They're focusing very much on these young characters, but, you know, I hope he has a presence of some kind that makes it feel like we've seen Luke. We know what he's doing, or, you know. And it carries into the next films, I would hope, too. I mean, I would hope all the characters remain on and carry through, but I just have to wait and see. That's one of those things you just don't – I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, as the French would say, quelle bonne surprise. I'm incredibly happy that this is actually going to be a surprise.
Yes,
The fact that he's not in it, and I mentioned this on the trailer council that we did with Bobby Roberts and everybody, but – that means that they're actually gasped waiting for a legitimate surprise.
Reveal, yeah.
That they don't put online or in a poster and some sort of an image.
Yes.
Even that image that I didn't manage to avoid of the figure of Luke has been eradicated from the internet unless someone saved it to their hard drive.
Sure. I mean,
and so that means it means he's going to be a very powerful, important, commanding presence. That they're actually saving for something important in the film, which will add to the narrative structure and the weight of the piece too. So that I'm thrilled that they're doing that. And plus JJ does that anyway. And you could tell that it was a JJ film, by the way, by the sweeping motion of the camera and the way it's lit. And the fact that we got 2.5 minutes of essentially nothing. I mean, we don't really know anything about the story. I wonder how that's going to play for audiences that are just going to say, oh, another Star Wars movie. What's this about?
Sure, right. Yeah, it's funny because, I don't know. It's, you talk about J.J. Abrams' direction in these films, and you can kind of get his sense of Yeah, there's a more modern take to it. That's the same thing with the soundtrack too. There's a more modern take, and I'm okay with this. I've come to peace with this. You know, we've got modern technology, we got modern effects, modern music. We're upping the ante here on filmmaking, so I'm okay with this. And delivering look really clean and shot well. The cuts were good. Yeah, as folks and fans, you know, going to these films. You know, the casual fan maybe was watching the football game tonight and happened to see the trailer. What do they think? You know, I'm curious to know. I stopped a friend of mine today and had said, "Hey, you excited for the trailer tonight?" He's like, "Oh yeah, what's that for?" And I said, "It's the new Star Wars film." I said, "You have you seen anything yet?" And he's like, "No, I haven't seen anything yet." And I texted him after the trailer was live, and I said, "What do you think?" He's like, "It looks great. Looks like a lot of fun." That was it, you know.
That's cool.
And it's cool because, you know, it's even my kids are excited. My kids are really excited, but my daughter keeps calling Kylo Ren Darth Vader. And I don't, really? Yeah, just by happenstance. And I help, you know, hopefully correct her. But so.
Oh, hey, that's okay. My 2-year-old says the same thing. I mean, they're black masks and ominous. And
well, that's what he's trying to do. I mean, he's looking to, you know, carry on that tradition of, you know, that presence. So yeah, so maybe she's right. Who knows?
It's pretty cool. Is there anything else that you really stands out that you really want to address?
Well, I want to address the different locations.
Sure.
I thought it was cool that they we've got some, you know, snowy scenes. We've seen a lot of different images from Jakku, which I assume is on Jakku. A couple of shots inside the Millennium Falcon, which was really cool. It seemed kind of updated and clean. we also see that rainy planet, wherever they're at, the Knights of Ren. Looks like they're in some kind of cigarette meeting place or something.
Sure.
It seemed kind of cool. I love the location. It was a lot of fun too. I'm glad they're keeping it all over the place. You know, I'd like that's just in tune with those films and showing that, you know, there's such a big galaxy out there as well. And, I don't know. There's just so many different things. We could talk about this for hours, and like you said, but you know, I'm just overall. I think it was a lot of fun to see the dogfights and you know, just the action and the moments and the dialogue and you know, Leia embracing Han like that. You just see the emotion just pouring out of these characters. I'm so glad this is carrying on. So
me too. I also think it's pretty neat that I just like, even though it's quick and it was in like. Mm-hmm. The trailer to the trailer, which I didn't watch, but I knew that there was a GIF of it because it like was frozen on so many Twitter feeds. But when you see Poe and Finn pass one another and Poe kind of looks at him, and that's a nice one. They're going to have a nice relationship. What I like about this is we do get if we get anything, we see that Daisy Ridley's character of Rey is by herself, feeling very lonely and empty and looking for something more. And that mysterious figure, which could be the Yoda for this new trilogy, who knows, is speaking with her. But, you know, Finn doesn't know what he's fighting for. And it seems like that's his TIE fighter that crashed. And maybe that's why we saw that stormtrooper that was so disheveled at the very first trailer, because that's where he was. And, you know, you're kind of starting to put pieces together about how these characters are going to meet, which makes sense. But it all points to a very powerful emotional story. This really does feel like it's going to be a much more emotional, raw, realistic film set in the Star Wars universe, if that makes sense.
Well, it's always been that feeling of, you know, everybody relates to Luke looking to, you know, find their place in the universe and follow out their path. And this seems to be in vain of that. You know, I keep getting those feelings of, yeah, it's old, but it's also new. You know, we see these new old characters and we see them on the screen and interact with new characters. And they're, you know, they're very much looking to, you know, still find their place in the universe. You know, we mentioned too, like Han has kind of done his journey. We've seen him, been the cocksure type guy where he was shooting first and asked questions later. And now he seems to be more of that, leader figure or, you know, giving advice figure. And, you know, we've seen his transformation, into who he is now. And I'm excited for these new characters. I'm good with this. I'm ready to step foot in theaters and see where it all goes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are extremely excited about this too. Is there anything else you really want to cover? I feel like we've cover it as much as we possibly can without analyzing it frame by frame, which we hope that other people do because we want to hear what everybody else has to say. But as I said before, it's a very powerful, understated, amazing experience that isn't what I expected. It didn't blow me away. It wasn't like this loud Michael Bay sort of thing, but that was okay because it was really beautiful, and it just makes me more excited. Of course, I want to know where Luke is. We didn't really talk about Princess Leia. We actually get to see her on the screen, and she's crying, being embraced by Han. And obviously, there's a lot. We see a lot of characters, at least three characters crying in this trailer, don't we?
We do. That's true. We see a lot of emotion. There's a lot of emotion in this film. And we see Chewbacca, I think, for the second time here. Looks like they're all looking off the distance somehow. And there's a couple of scenes, too, where they're walking into this, looks like a monument or some kind of ancient, I'll call it, they walk into like an ancient tower.
Oh, yeah,
or something.
A temple,
yeah. So I don't know what that is. All the flags hanging down and the giant robot walking by. And the other thing too, I'm going to mention too, a lot of different, side characters I didn't see. You know, I have to go back and actually watch it now and see what, you know, the background characters. I always focus on the main action, obviously, but there's always this cast of characters that are behind the scenes. And, you know, who are those folks? You know, we always say that, think of, you know, the cantina and the pod racing and all those great, wonderful characters. I'm excited to see all those new characters, you know, all the new faces, the new characters that way, all the new aliens and such. So there's so much to dissect. Like you said, we could, you know, sit around and talk it frame by frame, but I think, you know, this is it. I'm like I've said before, I'm ready to see the film. Let's do it.
Me too. Let's do it. So everyone, let us know what you think. Send us your emails and MP3s. Send us a tweet right on Facebook. We're happy to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining us for this very, very quick and brief dissection of the brand new trailer for Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Chewie, get us out of here!
If you would like to respond to our question of the show, have a comment, or just want to say hello, send us an email or MP3 at feedback@coffeewithkenobi.com. Or if you have a specific question or comment for either of us individually, email us at danz@coffeewithkenobi.com or coreyc@coffeewithkenobi.com. Or visit us at coffeewithkenobi.com and click on the Contact Us section or comment on one of the stories featured on the site. If you enjoy the show, please write a review in iTunes or Stitcher. You can also like the show on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeewithkenobi, as well as keep up to date at our Twitter feed, @coffeewithkenobi. You can also find us on Tumblr at coffeewithkenobi.tumblr.com. If you enjoy the jazz music, the album is Eye to Eye by Steve Torok.
Give the evacuation code signal.
This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company or Lucasfilm Limited. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Coffee with Kenobi unless otherwise indicated.
This is the podcast you're looking for.
There's no one here. Move along.
Hey, it's Dan Z.
And Corey Club.
From Coffee with Kenobi. And we are excited to let you know about the Star Wars Card Trader app from Topps.
Yeah, Dan, you remember those cards that came out in 1977, the good old days? Well, they're back again. Yeah, so it's the Star Wars Card Trader app. It has them all, as well as fantastic images from The Force Awakens, The Clone Wars, Rebels, and much more.
Absolutely. You've got your favorite characters, memorable scenes. You've got key moments. It's all there. You get credits every day for free from the app, which is available from iTunes or Google Play. Open packs from the cantina, trade with your friends, and enjoy these amazing Star Wars memories as you take your first step into a larger world.
There are so many different sets to choose from also, and there's so many great cards to chase. There's special inserts, there's rewards for completing sets and variants. It's everything you love in collecting from a galaxy far, far away.
The Star Wars Digital Card Trader Collecting App from Topps.
These are the cards you're looking for.